Welcome to video 7 of module 3 in personal mastery. This is the very last video and it's a short one, but it's an important one because we are talking about something called the clarification card. I'm going to demonstrate this for you. Just in brief, that's all we're talking about, by the way, too. So that's kind of my recap and my beginning all at once. I'm going to show you how to pick a clarification card and why you would do that. So I'm going to just do one right now and say, like, what do I need to know for the rest of my afternoon? And it said deep knowing in protection. Now, I don't know what that means. Let's just pretend I don't know what it means. For me, it reminds me that I have to trust my intuition, not stay in my head. So what if you got that and you say, like, I don't really know what that means. So I want clarification. Tell me more about what this is talking about. Being the observer. So it's telling me that what I observe, I need to intuit. So if I were to look at that, I'm going, I don't understand what this means. And then this one is telling me to get neutral. So more clarification about this. So if I took these two cards together and tell you the story, as you know, that if any time that we are in stress response, our intuition is off. So you know how I know that? That's what this is talking about? Because of the observer card. This talks about being neutral. That indicates this one says I'm not neutral. Which is kind of funny because now I'm going to be neutral. So that's how you would pull a clarification card. You get that first card, scratch your head, I don't understand what this means. Take the second card going, oh. So the clarification card will tell you something like what you need to know next, what the content means of the first card. It gives you an indication of what your next right action is and also just more information about that card that you don't understand. That totally made sense to me now. The first card did not. Now let's do it for a two-card reading. So when we do a two-card reading, so let's just say the two-card reading will be, what do I need to know now? And then where is this heading? Like, let's just pretend that's what it is. So what do I need to know now about the class? Okay. What do I need to know now about the class and where is this heading? So we know that we're heading into the next course, right? Next module. Ah, this is very funny. Okay, what do I need to know now? So what I need to know now about all of you guys is keep going as I got yang. And that's the masculine energy of action. It means that I have to keep teaching you guys, which I knew. And the second card was, where is this heading? The fates. It means that you're opening up to your magic and this is your destiny. This is something that you signed up for and you are looking at what is meant for you and you are opening up to this magic that's inherent in you. And this is this whole amazing, amazing sense of that you are now open to this magic, right? So that's what that would mean. Let's say I go, well, I don't really understand what the Fates card. A lot of people say that actually about the Fates card. It's like, what does it mean? What does all that mean? I don't understand. So give me some more clarity on these two cards. Peace. Now, oh, actually, peace is in protection. So a peace is in protection, meaning I know what this means when it comes to the Fates, because that's what he's saying. I don't understand about the Fates. I could have said I don't understand Yang. But instead, I did say, oh, I'm not really sure about that fate card. And peace is in reverse. It's surrender to destiny. So that's because when people see the fates card, sometimes they say, oh, these are the things I can't control. Immediately, everybody goes to the negative bias, like, I can't control it. It's going to be bad. But this is actually surrendering to the beauty, surrendering to destiny, and being at peace with that, really just trusting that this path that you're on right now is fantastic. And certainly the path that I'm on right now to teach you is also fantastic. This is the end of the first half of Personal Mastery. Next week is break week. So you have tons of time to look at the first three modules, really kind of get your feet wet, play with the cards, download your PDF, do the meditations. Nobody is rushing you. You can catch up on yourself and really have some fun with this course. And I'm going to see you in the next live call. Take care.